ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. I was down there at the American Free Press office today watching them put things together for next week, and it's going to be a good paper. So you're not going to be able to check out the paper on the internet unless you're an online subscriber. You're going to have to see the paper in its full format, newspaper format, by getting a free copy. Later in the hour, I'll tell you where you can call and ask for a free copy of American Free Press. Good issue this week, folks. Well, if you were listening to RBN earlier today, you heard me on the John Stadtmiller National Intel Report. Just happened to walk in the door having left the office of American Free Press, and lo and behold, I got a call from John, asked me to come aboard, and we had a good time talking about lots of things that need to be talked about, and lo and behold, we got a call from one of the listeners of the National Intel Report who wanted to talk about a product that I like to talk about on this program, and that's Headache Stay Gone, which, of course, is the sponsor of this program. Now, I always tell you, Headache Stay Gone works. It is the all-natural cure for headaches. They have a website, headachestaygone.com. Definitely check it out. You know, the thing is, you can give them a call, and they'll send you a bottle and let you try it out for yourself. And if you're not satisfied, you return it. Don't even pay a bill. That's a pretty good deal, folks. I don't know many people that make an offer like that, and it's a product that works. I told you just the night before last, I guess it was, or no, it was last night, I had a headache, and I took Headache Stay Gone, and you know what? That headache went away real fast. Well, some news notes to go with you here this evening, ladies and gentlemen. And then I want to talk about the Bush-Cheney hijacking of America. There's nothing new there, but just kind of looking at a list of the things that Bush and Cheney have done, Willis Cardo put it together in an article for American Free Press this week, and I want to go through it. It's a really horrible list of dirty laundry that none of you will be surprised to hear about, but you know, when you put it all together, it's really an incredible list. Yeah, well, interesting details in the paper today, ladies and gentlemen, but you know, I'll tell you, I thought kind of interesting, kind of funny. You know, John McCain is running for the Republican presidential nomination, but now some top Democrats have come out and said that John McCain was close to leaving the Republican Party in 2001. There was a lot of talk about that, but yes, indeed, folks, if you have any friends out there who are grassroots Republicans or who are steadfast in loyalty to the GOP, you can let them know that the word is out in official Washington that good old John McCain, that stalwart Republican, was getting ready to dump the Republican Party and join the Democrats. Well, other people were saying he might have become an independent, but the bottom line of it is, folks, that this man, John McCain, he's not the Republican loyalist that so many good grassroots Republicans think he is. So my message to those Republicans who like John McCain is, dump McCain. Don't nominate him for president. Dump him. Thump him. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for a little bit more of me ranting and raving when we come back from the break.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. They said earlier, had a lot of fun today on John Statmiller's show. Talked to some nice callers. And I assume we're going to have some nice callers here this evening. Anyway, a couple things I wanted to run through with you. Mentioned John McCain. You know, he's really a bad guy. What can I say? Now, there's somebody else, a former United States senator, who is talking about running for president. And he's an actor who I've always gotten a kick out of, Fred Thompson. Fred Thompson used to be a big shot. Well, he wasn't a big shot lawyer. He was a medium shot lawyer, I guess, in Tennessee. And then he came to Washington, was a lawyer on the Watergate Committee. Later on, got into some acting. Went to the U.S. Senate, was a conventional conservative Republican. Now he's an actor again, but he's thinking about running for president. You know, I kind of like Fred Thompson. He's got a real personality, real presence. But let me tell you what I don't like about Fred Thompson, folks. When he was ensconced here in Washington as an attorney, and you know, he still may be practicing law in some fashion or another, but you know, it really disappointed me because he was ensconced at the firm of Arent Fox. That's A-R-E-N-T, Arent Fox. Arent Fox, folks. tell you, that's one of the big ADL law firms. That's one of the law firms that the ADL is very closely associated with. One of the other big ones in New York is Wilkie, Farr, and Gallagher. But here in Washington, D.C., the ADL law firm is Arent Fox. So I'm just afraid that Mr. Thompson, former Senator Fred Thompson, may have some political connections that, well, kind of political connections I don't like. Well, you know, we often hear about the medical experiments that were conducted in Nazi Germany on Soviet prisoners of war and on apparently Jews that were taken into custody by the National Socialist regime. How much of that is true, of course, we can't really tell, but I'll tell you what we do know about, if this book is to be believed. An American lady named Harriet Washington has written a book called Medical Apartheid, The Dark History of Medical Experimentation on Black Americans from Colonial Times to the Present. Washington's study examines the grim history of white scientists using black Americans as guinea pigs, from Thomas Jefferson's day to modern times. So I guess the moral to the story there is, there's a lot of morals to that story, the very idea that any human being was experimented upon. But next time they're talking about the Nazis experimenting on human beings, say, hey, American scientists were doing it long before the Nazis. Not that that justifies it, but, you know, let's look at history in its bigger context. Speaking of contexts, you know, right after 9/11, they were giving the Saudis hell. The Zionist-controlled media in America was saying, well, Saudi Arabia really isn't the United States ally, and they're bad people. After all, 18 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis, and this shows that the Saudis are enemies of America. This has gone on and on and on for years. And a couple months ago, when the Zionists wanted to crank up a war against Iran, and Iran and Saudi Arabia are not exactly friends, ladies and gentlemen. They have differing approaches on the Islamic faith. They have different geopolitical interests. They're both big powers in a very sensitive region. Well, in any case, when the Zionists thought they were going to bring Saudi Arabia into the loop and were hopeful that Saudi Arabia would help get up a war against Iran, suddenly the Saudis were not that bad. Well, now, as you probably know, the Saudis are bad, according to the Zionist media, because the king of Saudi Arabia has condemned the U.S. occupation of Iraq, and he said that there's got to be some accommodation on the part of the Israelis to help bring about peace in the Middle East. So there go the Saudis out the window. There go the Saudis, folks. You're going to suddenly hear again about those awful hijackers, those awful Saudi hijackers. Absolutely. That's how it works, folks. They're not going to be good guys much longer. Speaking of good guys, I was talking last night on the program about how people saying that, you know, this crazy promotion of Barack Obama, nice fellow, I'm sure, smart fellow, I'm sure, but you know, one thing about Obama is everybody has gotten this idea that he's talking about, you know, representing the people, and people think he's a fresh voice and everything. Well, you know, there's a magazine published here in Capitol Hill, or it's published in Washington. It's called The Hill, and it focuses on events on Capitol Hill, kind of an in-house publication for the Capitol Hill criminals. And have a very interesting article about Mr. Obama, man of the people. It says Senator Obama is benefiting from the support of well-connected Washington lobbyists, even though he's prohibited his campaign from accepting contributions from them and political action committees. While Obama has decried the influence of special interests in Washington, the reality is that many of the most talented and experienced political operatives in his party are lobbyists, and he needs their help. Interesting, I think, because, again, it just goes to show you more politics as usual. You know, that's the problem, folks. There's even so many of the people on our side tend to get misled by the establishment media and tend to believe the rhetoric that comes out of it about a lot of things. So if you have any friends out there who think Barack Obama is really coming in there to clean house and change things, tell them it just ain't necessarily so. Well, interesting thing. Maryland, this is reading from the Washington Post, Maryland is poised to become the first state to agree to bypass the Electoral College and effectively elect U.S. presidents by national popular vote. Well, okay, they have a bill in the Maryland State Senate which was approved. It would award the state's 10 electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the most votes nationwide, not statewide. Okay, well, there's a million ideas for electoral reform vis-a-vis the popular vote, vis-a-vis the Electoral College, and so forth. Many people, particularly a lot of patriots, constitutionalists, say the Constitution must and cannot be amended, that the Founding Fathers intended the Electoral College to prevent rampant democracy. Well, you know, you can argue that point. You can argue over the issue of democracy. You can argue whether or not we're a republic. This is a republic, not a democracy. Let's keep it that way. But I will tell you this much. What I do know about the Electoral College, and some years ago I did some writing on it, and I say some years ago, I mean about 20 years ago, I did some writing on it for the old Spotlight newspaper. And one of the interesting things that I discovered about the Electoral College, and that's this, that the biggest advocates of maintaining the Electoral College, or I should say the most influential advocates of maintaining the Electoral College, are the Zionist elements in America, for the simple reason that because of the predominant numbers of pro-Israel support in major U.S. states like New York and California, New York, Ohio, actually some of the bigger states, the fact is that the Jewish vote or the pro-Israel vote can, in fact, tip the balance in those larger states. And this is not just my supposition. This is, in fact, what I determined from reading information about the Electoral College from no less than the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. So what it is, you know, our Founding Fathers didn't foresee the emergence, remember, even of political parties. And in a largely homogenous society as we had back during the colonial days when they went about freeing us from Britain and then setting up our constitutional republic, ultimately, as they hoped it would continue to exist, they had no idea that there would be the rise of so many ethnic special interests. And, of course, one thing to keep in mind about the Jewish vote, which has been documented by Jewish political scientists, is that the Jewish vote has a considerably larger turnout proportionally than other groups that turn out. For example, there's hardly any turnout at all in the black community. But because of the extensive turnout in the Jewish community therefore practically doubles its electoral influence in any given election. And as a consequence of that, that does enable the Electoral College to be balanced in favor of organized minorities that, in effect, could overturn the national majority. Well, I know there's a lot of people out there that don't like the concept of majority rule. They say that that's democracy and that democracy is a bad thing. But there are other things to consider. Just a little thought there about Electoral College reform, folks. If any of you have any comments on that, I'd be interested in hearing it. When we come back, a little bit about Bush and Cheney, and also about the ongoing scandal in the 911 Truth Movement. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful when food supplies get short, with no future. Many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Don't
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. I'm hesitant to comment on this, but I must comment on it, folks. I mentioned this the other night. It's just getting worse, though. Dr. Stephen Jones is still under attack by Huffman and Boleyn. You know, people say, why do you waste your time criticizing Huffman and Boleyn? Well, you know why? It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, number one. And number two, there's a lot of people, frankly, who are afraid to do it because they're afraid they're going to show up on Huff Schmidt's website, because virtually everybody of any consequence in the Patriot movement or the American nationalist movement, however you want to define any of these movements or non-movements as the case may be, they have all been subjected to the most ruthless smear by these stirrers of garbage, these stirrers of dung, these coprophiliacs. And now Dr. Stephen Jones. You know, here's how bad it is, folks. The segue on this is incredible. Evidently, somebody distributed some videotapes, DVDs, what have you, attacking the Mormon Church. These DVDs were distributed in Arizona, and the Anti-Defamation League, which is a hellish garbage group, of course, they condemned these DVDs. Well, I have no particular brief for the Mormon Church, but or any church for that matter. Anyway, but the point is this: the ADL issued a condemnation of these Mormon bashing DVDs, and now Huffman and Boleyn are tying the ADL's condemnation to the ADL, the ADL's condemnation of these DVDs to the fact that Dr. Stephen Jones is a Mormon. And they're implying that Dr. Stephen Jones is part of the Zionist conspiracy to cover up the truth about 9-1-1. I mean, folks, it's illogical, it's twisted, but it's this kind of garbage and this fear-mongering and this these smear tactics that are being used to cause patriots to lose faith in writers and broadcasters and researchers of all stripes. We're told that Huffman and Boleyn and their non-teetotaling friend sitting over in France, who really has very little to do with anything whatsoever, if truth be told, we're being told by Huffman and Boleyn that they're the only reliable sources on anything and everything, and everybody else is to be dismissed. Ernst Zundel has not done enough to fight Zionism. He's not speaking out. Folks, the guy's in jail for 5 years, a man in his mid-60s. Okay, and now Dr. Stephen Jones. I mean, you know, I tell you, this what we have been accurately described. It's a combination of gossip, innuendo, sly character assassination, and outright lies. Hackneyed criticism and accusations palpably based on misinformation and deliberate distortion. That's a quote, actually, from Dwight D. Eisenhower about some of his critics in the press. But I think that description accurately portrays Huffman and Boleyn and their attacks on everybody, but particularly Dr. Stephen Jones, who is a truth seeker. This is why we must criticize and expose Huffman and Smith. And I think, folks, you know, it's interesting. Huffman calls the Mormon Church a cult. Many of you may agree with that assessment. But I'll say this much. If truth be told, if the truth ever really comes out, we're going to find that Eric Huffman is, in fact, bought and paid for by a very powerful cult that is a front for Zionism. And I challenge Eric Huffman. He knows which cult I'm talking about. I challenge Huffman to name that cult and prove to the public that it is a Zionist front, because it is. Huffman will not name that cult, ladies and gentlemen, because he's a member of it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, before the break, I was commenting on this business here about this attack on the Mormon Church and how it was used by Huffschmidt as a segue to attack Dr. Stephen Jones. Well, like I say, there is, I think, a growing, let's put it this way, there is a very powerful cult in this country that Huffschmidt never mentioned. And I'm not going to mention it because I'm not going to give that cult the opportunity to sue the Republic Broadcasting Network. But I want to tell you something. That cult is controlled by the Mossad. There's no overt behavior by the cult that necessarily shows that it's controlled by the Mossad, but my sources tell me that it is. All the evidence indicates that it is, and it's my belief that Huffschmidt is either an agent of or a member of this particular cult. Well, Huffschmidt is very freewheeling about his leveling of accusations about everybody. I mean, even accused Eustace Mullins of committing a horrible sex crime. My God. But I'm willing to bet you folks that you're not going to see Mr. Huffschmidt and Mr. Boleyn go public with any expose of this cult, which is controlled by the Mossad through a handful of Zionist lawyers. A very powerful cult. It's a very well-known cult. I've dealt with this cult firsthand. This cult keeps records on me, folks. And I always kind of hint around at some time publicly that I'm going to reveal the name of one of their most famous and beloved members who spent some time in the Betty Ford Clinic. Apparently that cult didn't do enough for him. But in any case, I don't think Mr. Huffschmidt is going to mention this cult by name because he can't. Well, we have quite a few calls here. I was going to go through a laundry list of Bush and Cheney's rotten, dirty tricks, but it would probably be a waste of time because you know how rotten they are. I'll do it some other time. Let's go to Stash in Massachusetts. Stash, how are you?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Good, good. it seems like there's a lot of attacks on all sides, like eve of possible war in Iran, Eric Hufschmidt on the internet, and obviously I'm bummed about Rafi Eitan asking for $65 billion from Poland. I don't know if they even have that GDP for 10 years to pay that kind of money. It's just, and but, yeah, your conversation about Eric is interesting, and I ever wonder if people think of, he's got about millions of videos on the internet, and he's talking about like science, and he is accusing all these people. I mean, he'd have to be a counterintelligence expert, like I don't know, a combination of Bill Casey and Felix Dzerzhinsky or something.
I exactly. I mean, you know, it's just ruthless rhetoric, you know. And as I've pointed out, I was one of the fair-haired boys. I was one of Hufschmidt's fair-haired boys there for a while, until I dared to take him on. And it's kind of interesting. They've done their best to erase all the nice things they wrote about me, but they used to write it this way. They used to say that the only real truth seekers out there were Boleyn and Hufschmidt and Smith and Mike Piper. They were kind of trying to bring me into their loop. At the same time, they were attacking everybody else. And, you know, at first, I didn't think too much about it. I just said, well, that's their opinion. And then I began to see that what they were trying to do was draw wedges between people in the Patriot movement and create suspicions about everybody and everything. And, you know, you put your finger on something very interesting there, Stash. The last thing we need at this time, when the Zionists and their bought and paid for politicians are trying to get us into another war, the last thing we need to have is division within the truth seekers.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure Dr. Stephen Jones isn't perfect. You know, I mean, nobody's perfect. But why is it that all of a sudden, you know, Christopher Boleyn was writing all sorts of nice things about Stephen Jones, and now all of a sudden their website is trashing this guy and saying that he's controlled by the Zionists? You know, what the hell are they trying to do? Are they trying to confuse people? Are they trying to cause people to give up hope? Yes, that's exactly what they're doing. And it is. It's a bad time for this kind of thing to be done, but this is precisely what you say. This is a kind of a counterintelligence tactics to keep people in confusion. And it's dirty, and it's rotten, and I'm not going to shut up about it because somebody has to say something about it.
Because I wouldn't, yeah.
Too many people listen to the garbage from those garbage men, and I'm not gonna clean up their garbage. I'm gonna set their garbage on fire and burn it out like it should be burned out.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's only certain people with enough guts like yourself to, you know, name the number one. And it seems like they're attacking everybody, and then, you know, just saying that they're the only ones who know about it, you know, like a kind
yeah,
of like
I mean,
a
I can,
an operation. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can make you, I mean, I'm not going to sit here in this radio program and say that Mike Piper has the final answer, dare I say it, the final judgment on anything. You know what I mean? I have my opinions about things, and a lot of times my opinions go right along with many, many other people. Sometimes we have divergent opinions, but there's lots of people out there who are doing good things. And they may not go as far to name Zionism. They may not talk about that subject, you know. And sometimes I'll give people a pass on that because I realize, you know, that they have a slightly different agenda, you know. But I'm not going to say they're controlled by the Zionists because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are not controlled by the Zionists. A lot of people. I'll tell you what I heard recently. One of the people who was accused by Hufschmidt and Boleyn of being a Zionist, kind of funny, that person apparently said, you know, I don't even know what Zionism is. And I believe that. There's a lot of good, honest, decent people out there who are involved in this patriot movement, in this nationalist movement, who really don't know what Zionism is. And yet this particular person, who I'm not going to name, when that person was told that person was a Zionist, that was a response. You know what I mean? So this is the thing, you know, you have to question the motivations of people who are trying to cause so much dissent and cause so much distrust and apparently take a great deal of pleasure in doing it.
Oh, Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it's really good that you do not trash guys every night, you know, for what their opinions are. But this is, I think you're totally justified to bring this up, and it's looking more than just, like, more than these guys are crazy and have big egos. There's something more to it. You know, I think they're trying to bottle up people, separate people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. I don't think Berlin is necessarily a member of the cult, but I'm pretty sure that Hufschmidt is either a member of or a tool of this particular cult that has a very massive counterintelligence agency right within it. And this cult was taken over years ago by the Mossad. I got that directly from a former diplomat who had spent some time in the Middle East. There have been other former members of the cult who have told me that there are a lot of indications that the group that took over the cult from within are in fact are Zionist agents, and they're not even members of the cult. And what's very interesting is a lot of loyal members of this cult who follow its teachings are even suspicious of the group that took over the cult from behind the scenes. And I'm pretty sure that Hufschmidt is affiliated with them, and I have a very strong feeling that they're the ones who put Hufschmidt's book together. His book bears the earmarks of this cult's operations, and the thing, what they often do, they often put out a lot of good information to rope people in. And I guarantee you, since this particular cult is controlled by the Mossad had a very distinct interest in infiltrating the 911 truth movement, and what better way to do it than put out a book which is full of very interesting and what appears to be very solid information pointing towards conspiracy. And therefore, then, that puts the author of that book up on a pedestal. And I think that's exactly what happened here, because my information from a couple different sources on the West Coast is that Eric Hufschmidt's book materialized within weeks, and it appeared to one of the sources who seemed to be knowledgeable about this that the book was not just prepared by one man. It was a team effort, and that would indicate to me some big money was behind the preparation of Hufschmidt's book. And that big money, I believe, you will find came from this particular cult. You know, what do they say? Sometimes even the devil does provide you good information.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of films, too. I mean, he's got so many on the Internet. There's got to be. It looks like it's not just a homemade stuff. Yeah, like there's money behind it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm leveling the challenge right here in the air tonight. I know Eric's listening. He knows what cult I'm talking about. I dare him to name the cult. And I dare him to say that this cult is, in fact, controlled by the Mossad, because if Eric is such an intrepid researcher, and if Berlin is such an intrepid researcher as they claim to be, then all the information is out there. They know what cult I'm talking about, so let them name it and let them say, hey, watch out, this is a Mossad operation, which it is, but I guarantee you, let me put it this way, I'll be very surprised if they name it.
Oh, definitely. And also, I think they do a double disservice because, like Mr. Hoffman says in his book with the Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, these kind of conspiracies, you have to be careful, because if you don't, you're not careful with your mind in dealing with them, they can kind of bring like about a nihilism and kind of trap you up in it if you're not lucid about it.
Yeah, Mike, now there again, I'm glad you mentioned Mike Hoffman. I was in touch with him about 6 months ago. He was very busy working on something at the time. He's somebody else I need to have on this show. Good man, done a lot of research in a lot of areas, psychological warfare, the Holocaust, religious history, you name it. And, of course, guess what? Even Michael A. Hoffman II has been attacked by Hufschmidt. So what a small world. Listen, Stash, I talk too much here and occupied a lot of time, so I really have to move on, but I appreciate your call.
Okay, good night. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Have a good one, Stash. All right, Jack in Arizona. Jack, come on up. Sorry to have babbled so much here.
How you doing tonight, Mark?
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Sort of an open topic tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
First of all, I'd like to say I was trying to get in last night, and I, too, wanted to offer my condolences over the sad story of your mother's death. It brought back some harsh memories to me of my own mother's death from cancer under what seems to be very similar circumstances.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, on a very limited income and operation happy doctors, which...
Absolutely.
And she just went worse and worse and worse. And
absolutely.
And I sometimes hate to think about it. But anyway, I wanted to call up tonight about... I just blanked out on his name. Boleyn.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But before
I could do that.
Before I mention that, I'd like to get your opinion on a couple of people. You know, Nancy Grace and Keith Olbermann. Do you know much about them? No,
I watch very little television. I hear a lot of good things about Olbermann. I tell you, if I turned on the TV and saw him and they didn't have his name under his face, I wouldn't know who he was.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I couldn't comment on that. You know, I said earlier, you know, that the old story that even the devil can give you some good information.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I always say that some of the most important information you can find, even within the pages of the Washington Post, no matter how deeply they bury it, they do publish it.
Yeah.
And if you know what it means, you can use it.
Yeah, well, everything I've seen so far with Olbermann, I like. And somebody I work with was coming down on him and saying he was a Jew, this and that, you know, and I just don't pick that up.
Well, you know, I'm not even, you know, like I said, I don't know that much about him. I'm not even sure he's a Jew.
Well, you know, I don't think so, too. But, you know, you hear everything from so many people. And what's her name? Nancy Grace. Boy, she right next to the dictionary definition of the word bitch, I think they could put her. she really does come over like that.
Oh, you're talking. No, I was going to make a comment, but I won't.
Well,
I'll just leave it at that, yeah.
Anyway, you know, the whole story on Boleyn, you know, it's almost unbelievable. Do you think in your heart that he jumped ship, so to speak, recently? Or do you think maybe... He may have been some sort of Zionist agent all along and doing a great acting job, even writing anti-Zionist articles in the Free Press. There.
If my life depended on making an answer, giving you a yes or no answer there,
huh?
And they said if you don't give a yes or no answer, you die.
Yeah.
Well, then they'd put me to death because I don't know. I do know that there are some suspicious things about him that go way back to the very beginning. And like I say, eventually I'm going to spend a show or two going through the whole story. I make references to it on a regular basis, responding to some of this crap that they're putting out here on the Internet, which it does get some circulation.
Yeah.
But I do believe, frankly, you know, if I just had to summarize it right now, I think that for some unfortunate reason... Boleyn was taken in by Hufschmidt.
But, you know...
And I don't know why, and it puzzles everybody in American Free Press.
It doesn't seem to even make sense, though, because the guy's not stupid. He's intelligent. What, you know, outside of bribery and money, what could they possibly have done to bring him over to the other side?
I do not know, but I'll tell you, just keep in mind that when I was in Malaysia for 3 weeks last year,
right.
And who did I ask to sit in on my program
my
guest
I remember
host?
Yeah.
It was Christopher Boleyn.
Right.
I recommended him to John Stadtmiller. Christopher had never hosted anybody's radio show, to the best of my knowledge. And, you know, they could have gotten another host on the network to fill in for me. Or they could have gotten, John could have selected somebody on his own, you know, or he could have filled up the hour. But I said, hey, try Christopher Boleyn. Christopher Boleyn would now have you believe that I've been plotting against him from the very beginning, as far back as 2001.
Yeah, I've heard you say that.
Yeah,
before.
I mean, in my book, The High Priest of War, I have a picture of Boleyn saying that he was the best all-around writer on 9-1-1.
I've got that book.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so this is the kind of thing that I'm confronted with, and we all at American Free Press we remain very puzzled by it. But we see now, I mean, you know, they started off attacking American Free Press, but now, you know, they've launched into everybody.
Yeah.
They've launched into everybody, and the idea is you put enough dirt out there and muddy the waters and confuse people, that good people then have very serious concerns.
Yeah, right. Their modus operandi always seems to be to create confusion.
Exactly. Exactly. Listen, if you want to hang on for the break,
okay.
Please do.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up this hour. If I've given you a headache, you know where to go. HeadachesStayGone.com. Check it out. The all-natural cure for headaches, folks. It works. I'm telling you.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've got quite a few callers lined up here tonight, but I don't think I'm going to be able to bring you guys up. I babbled a little bit too long, but as you know, I'm here, God willing, 5 days a week, every week, except when I have the opportunity to take a vacation, which I haven't had the opportunity to take a vacation. But anyway, be that as it may, we have Jack from Arizona aboard. Jack, did you have any further comments?
Yeah, you know, I was going to add that I remember when the whole rigmarole started with the police in that suburb of Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you were being extremely fair to him and praising him to high heaven.
Yeah, I mean,
offering him airtime, and which sounded like something you would do. And then, bada boom, he does a reversal.
Yeah, the attack on me stemmed from the fact that the folks at Wing TV questioned his story.
Yeah,
and because of the fact that those folks at Wing TV had published a book of my writings, that meant that I was somehow in collusion with them, when in fact these same people at Wing TV had previously been praising Christopher Belinda high heaven.
Uh-huh.
But then they began to be suspicious of his relationship with Eric Hufschmidt. And that's why they questioned Belinda on that whole story in the beginning. And you know, it has actually reached the point now that Belinda, in an interview with Daryl Bradford Smith, implied that Christopher Petherick, the editor of American Free Press, was trying to find out where Belin was so as to help the police.
Oh.
And you know, Belin said he said on the air he's suspicious of anyone who wants to know where he is, which kind of funny when you're working for your boss, you know, and you're not in the town where your boss is, and your boss asks where you are.
Right.
It's a natural thing, because at one point, Belin had been on the road pretty regularly, and they never knew exactly where he was.
Uh-huh.
So it was a natural thing for Chris Petherick to say, well, where are you right now? Well, now Belin implies that that was part of the conspiracy to get him, and Belin has implied that I was working with the ADL and Homeland Security to set him up.
That's insane. it just doesn't add up.
Well, no, you know, it doesn't. And, you know, I tell you what, there'd be no purpose in it, because if I had been out to get Belin, I wouldn't have given him 3 weeks on the air.
That's right.
And which, directly as a consequence of that, he had his own program.
And, you know, and to make it even deeper, didn't you mention sometime a while back that about some pictures of his wife on the internet, pornographic pictures?
They have pictures of her bound in wearing leather and holding a machine gun. And
whose idea was that?
You tell me. I mean, that there's much more to that story, and I've never even gone into that.
You know,
but
this is getting to, like, one of those great spy movies. I mean, it's just too much.
Well, I'll tell you what. There was that story, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, about the two husband and wife spy team.
Yeah, right, right.
Well, people around the American Free Press office joke, only half facetiously, that Christopher and Helya Belin are our own version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Man, who knows? Jeez.
Well, somebody somewhere knows.
Well, it was great talking to you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Jack.
Sure.
Apologies to those I couldn't bring up tonight, but somebody's got to say something about. I mean, come on, now, Dr. Stephen Jones. I mean, come on, how much more of this are people going to take? All right, folks, we'll see you here tomorrow night. Have a good evening. Stay tuned for some good programming ahead. Rick Adams and Frank Whalen. And tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after, and the day after. Have a good evening, folks.